bhakti, the yoga of love. There's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that very much personifies the bhav, or the spirit, of those in the path of bhakti. Svai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje ahoitiki aprati hata yayatma suprasidati. There are many types of dharma. Sometimes dharma is translated as occupation, our natural propensities, religion, spirituality. This verse tells us that the supreme dharma is that which brings about an awakening of our greatest potential, the very essence of our being, which is loving devotional service to the Supreme Truth. That love must be unmotivated by any selfishness, by any egoism, and uninterrupted by any situation that may come before us in life. Then only can our love completely satisfy the self. The Brahma Sutra tells Anandamayo Bhyashat that we are all by nature seeking pleasure. From the little ant in your kitchen in Mumbai to the rats that sometimes come in your kitchen, to the great presidents and the devas, everyone is seeking pleasure. Why? Because it is our inherent nature to have the experience of ananda, which means transcendental ecstasy. That's what we are always seeking. But what is the origin of that need for pleasure? It is said that in a cultured society, people love people. And we use things. But all too much in the world we live in today, people love things. And they use people to get them and to keep them. Things could give some fleeting pleasure to the physical senses and the mind, but they cannot touch the heart. There's only one thing that can give satisfaction to the heart. That is to love and to be loved. And the origin of that experience is the Atma, the eternal soul's natural love for the Supreme Soul, the Paramatma, who we call Krishna, the all-attractive one. To experience the infinite, unlimited love of God, to be an instrument of that love, is where the heart can find its real pleasure. There's a simple analogy of a bird in a cage. And the owner is so preoccupied decorating, cleaning, and making the cage a nice place that he forgets about the bird inside. The bird is starving. Or like so often in my travels in the world, I see little girls who are dressed very nicely and have all sorts of toys and other things, but the parents have no time to give her the love that she craves. So preoccupied with the externals, they don't know the needs. So the little girl, she looks pretty, but she lives in misery. Bhakti is the process of reconnecting with that energy of divine love that is inherent within all of us. To actually experience the love